This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all talking about olives and martinis and twists and things. Mm-hmm. I think we'll start the hour off with that.
Is it bad to say I want a martini? Jen was perhaps just talking about
a while. The air.
Yeah. Time of the day, perhaps
it's
it is.
It's a breakfast teeny.
Yes.
Breakfast teeny, yes.
I always call it breakfast wine, you know, mm-hmm. So why not a breakfast teeny?
Right, very good. Well, when I jumped into the conversation, I heard them talking about tapas or something like that, and I thought they said topless. So I imagine that...
Typical man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Typical entrepreneur. You know, there are a lot of people who listen to this program who are in business for themselves. Jennifer's in business for himself. In a sense, we all are in a way, but some people carry it to an extreme. I guess I'm an example of that. You like to have your own business because what you think is you're going to get more time, more money, more freedom. Take it from me. And Jennifer.
That's the funniest thing you've said all day.
No time, no money, and no freedom. That's what it is. Congratulations. But you're on your own. Yeah?
But you're living the dream, so congratulations.
Yes, right. Yes. Da-da-da-da-da-dun. We were talking, not that I'm loath often to refer to something we were talking about before, so I'll start this. It's a quick conversation, in fact. We were talking about the fellow on Jeopardy. No spoiler here. This week, he's gone. Kafui, kaplui, done, gone. The woman who beat him was a librarian. Did you know that?
I did see that, and I was very excited about it.
Yeah. Mr. Bailey, who runs KQEN.
Love a librarian.
In Roseburg, Oregon, listens very carefully and intently to our program.
We have to get her out more. I know.
I'm just saying it for
your
benefit.
But when she does go out, Jen, she throws axes. So, I don't know.
Well,
I don't
oh, that's right. What happened in that deal? Who won the axe throwing contest?
We have to plan a girls' trip or something.
Well, I have one hand now, so that's very exciting. So you'll know that I'm running the board with one hand.
Really? Congratulations.
No, it was very fun. It was not as crazy as you guys would expect. They basically just have two targets, and they teach you how to throw an axe with one hand and two hands, and then we played some games against each other. And I was
this
not
is a
as
bachelorette
good
as, party.
Yeah, well, one of my friends liked it so much, she's getting married next year. She wants to have a... bachelor versus bachelorette party with the men versus women.
Yeah.
So,
that's it.
Yeah, very exciting.
Uh-huh. Sounds very exciting. Anyway, I want to thank, we have all these listeners that listen very carefully. You think sometimes people aren't listening that carefully or they're busy doing other things. Well, as is noted here, when getting into something and talking about it, if we leave something out or make a mistake, it's nice to be caught. Because I don't want information to not be correct, but I do think a librarian, isn't it interesting, a librarian, is that the power of knowledge in the hands of the mind of the librarian? Do you think that's where that comes from? Is that why this person is a librarian? Because of the curiosity that one shows, and can you find out all you need to know in the library? Most people don't even go to libraries anymore.
Kara's the only one I know who does.
They're fascinating places. I
think that, yeah, probably curiosity is probably one of the reasons why she's a librarian. But obviously there are tons of people on the show. James Holzhauer, who is the guy who'd been winning a ton, was not even close to a librarian. He had lots of knowledge. So, you know, you can find
it
other places.
About? He went to the Library of Vegas.
Mm-hmm. I know that's the library Jen likes to go to.
You know what I found? The first thing I ever found out in the library, I was doing a project, and I was probably in the third or fourth, fifth grade, we used to go to the library every Monday afternoon. The lady from the library would come over to school and walk us across the street and go to the library. And I remember that I first learned, I had a horrible time with I before E. I've talked about that before with friends and neighbors and stuff. But I learned about homonyms and synonyms and antonyms and that sort of thing. Words like there. There are three theres. T-H-E-I-R, T-H-E-R-E, and T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E. And what fascinating reality that is in terms of what the, you know, the language is all about. Our language is very difficult. You're all chuckling at me because I'm off on some toots today, but I find...
I just thought fascinating was an interesting choice. That's
what, for understanding the difference between there, the there, and there?
Yeah.
The three theres, as opposed to the three bears. All right, Jennifer, now that you've had your chuckle on, I guess because of me, you may proceed, please, with the lead story from your perspective this half hour.
Well, we need Kara to help us through this one because this guy, I don't know, you know, I try to find these stories that trend in certain areas of the country so that we can, you know, explore them nationally.
Yes.
And the Baltimore mayor has been trending. Did you hear about this suggestion that he made yesterday? The other day.
The woman, the acting mayor, right?
Yeah. The acting mayor. Yeah. Right. Okay. So apparently this teenager was killed and there were four others who were injured in shootings in Baltimore over the weekend. So the mayor, who is the acting mayor, Bernard Jack Young is his name. People call, his friends call him Jack, suggested kind of an unconventional approach to preventing gun violence. He said that mediation is one option to settle disputes that might otherwise erupt into shootings that plague the city. Another alternative, he said, lace up some boxing gloves and slug it out. That was the suggestion from the mayor. He said, if they really want to settle things, we can have them down at the Civic Center, put a boxing ring up, let them go and box it out, and those kinds of things. He said, may the best man win and the beef should be over. Those are some of the kinds of things I'm thinking about and hoping that we can get people to put down their guns. The mayor, the mayor's state attorney, Marilyn Mosby, and the city councilman, Robert Stokes, joined hundreds of people in this Walk by Faith Ministries event, which was held this past Sunday, and they kicked off the Baltimore United Rally Against Gun Violence, sponsored by the city. They had recruitment tents and tables set up with churches and, you know, politicians out there, and, of course, different services that are offered. But in this prelude to the rally, the mayor made these words, and I started thinking about it. First, it seems ridiculous when you see the headline that the mayor suggests duking it out in a boxing match. But you have so many angry young people that think the only thing that they can do is pick up a weapon or go after each other in that way. Maybe the days of, like, the strongman competitions that that used to happen in southern towns all over the place. I remember my family used to go to these things where people could air out their grievances. Maybe this is a thing that we should be doing. Does that get out the aggression?
Maybe, but I think the mayor has...
I don't know. I think it's not a terrible idea.
Maybe, but I also think that if the mayor did other things to, I don't know, maybe improve the school system so they all had heating and air conditioning, kids would stay in school, and then they would have, like, gym class where they could get some of that aggression out, and they could actually become educated, and then they could get jobs, and they wouldn't just be sitting at home doing nothing. So, I don't know. I think there are so many issues in Baltimore City that just adding a boxing ring to the convention center is maybe not the solution to all the problems.
Here's Martin Luther King Jr.
when he visited
Baltimore once said the following: we need leaders not in love with money but in love with justice, not in love with publicity but in love with humanity. On a visit to, I thought that was interesting. We need leaders not.
I think it's still accurate today.
Yeah, it's very accurate today. As a matter of fact, and I just posted. I posted this on my personal.
It's pretty
Facebook
good.
Page.
I like it.
I'll send this to, we'll post it over on the facebook.com/DJV show page. Mark Twain said, politicians and diapers must be changed often and for the same reason. Excuse me. Okay.
Did we say politicians and diapers or politicians in diapers?
Yeah.
No. Well, maybe a little of both. Politicians and diapers.
That applies to some, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. They're so old.
15 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. Eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Did you know that the knowledge your child gained in school could slip away during the summertime? It's called the summer slide, and it's especially true for math. At Mathnasium, we reverse the summer slide with summer workout plans that focus on topics like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. We provide face-to-face instruction, we work within your summer schedule, and we make it fun. Mathnasium is the authority in math education with over 1,000 learning centers worldwide. Visit mathnasium.com/summer to learn more.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. Another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. S10, 128 gigabyte, $15 a month after $22.50 a month credit. Monthly credit apply within 2 bills and 24-month installment billing. Canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30, 20, pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion, speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A sign of our appreciation.
A colorful one.
Staples wants to thank you for your business by offering 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Print whatever you need to promote your business. Color presentations, business cards, and yes, signs.
And get 20% back in Staples rewards. It's our way of saying thanks.
Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only and 6/22/19. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is a reflection, if you will. Mount Holyoke was the first of the 7 sister colleges to accept transgender women a couple of years ago. They have scrapped plans to update their official logo after students say a Venus sign in the new design might be seen as a slight toward transgender people. Feminine twist to the logo, which would have made Venus part of the letters H and C, appears to imply that no transgender or non-binary people ever attended this all-women's liberal arts school. Some of the alumni said that there is a problem with that. Is this going too far with this stuff?
You know, it's
this sticky, wicked stuff.
You know, it's interesting. My friend's aunt was the president of Mount Holyoke, and when she's the one who she had to campaign with the alumni board, and she's the one basically who cleared the way for transgender women to go to Mount Holyoke. So yeah. I know that she's no longer the president there. She moved on to another school, but this was a really big deal, and surprisingly, the alumni was very much for it. So I don't know who has an issue with the logo. Is it current students, or
yes,
is someone just being extra PC that's not technically transgender?
Well, I think that they're worried about how it looks. If it's too all-encompassing, I would get that from the comments made here. The Venus symbol consists of a circle with a small cross below it, originated in late antiquity, an astrological symbol for the planet Venus, associated with the goddess Venus. And so is that too much feminine? I just wonder when I look at these things whether we've gone too far in trying to make things comfortable for everybody. 21 after the hour on the DJB program.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The more I reject it, the more that it kicks in. Just enough to keep me on my toes.
Still got it.
I say, come on, time. I've beat you before. Come on, time. What have you got for me this time? I'll take your words
is,
with
right?
Them. I'll try to make them
right. Still sounds good.
Yep, sure does. I'm an audio. There's just something about Willie Nelson that captures my imagination. Come on, Time's name of the new song. One night not long ago, Willie wrote a song, some lyrics about mortality, and sent them off to his producer, collaborator, Buddy Cannon. And this is what he wrote. Time, as you pass me by, why did you leave these lines on my face? Come on, Time, you sure have put me in my place. Story is just one in Nelson's Ride Me Back Home trailer, which details the making of his new album, which comes out 21st of this month. Nelson, at his Luck, Texas ranch, describes the title of the album as being inspired by the horses he's rescued from slaughter. I'm beginning to do that with cows. I don't know if I told you that or not. I started a sanctuary for cows this spring on the farm.
That's great.
And that's what he's doing with horses. He also says his cover of Guy Clark's My Favorite Picture of You might be his favorite song on the album. My Favorite Picture of You.
It's bent and it's faded and it's pinned my wall. Oh, and you were so angry, it's hard to believe that we were lovers at all.
What a great way of... That's so true, isn't it, huh?
There's a fire in your eyes.
It's still, that love is, what's the old expression, fine line between love and hate. Typical of Willie's sense of humor, he included a track with his two sons, Lucas and Micah, called Hard to Be Humble When You're Perfect in Every Way.
I saw that the song hasn't been released yet, but there's a little clip of it in this trailer, and it is just, it's so typical of Willie's sense of humor. It's really a cheeky, fun song.
His kids seem to really like him, too, it would seem. By the way, Willie's kicking off his Outlaw Music Festival in Bangor, Maine, the 14th of this month, which is a week from Thursday. The tour includes dates with Phil Lesh and friends, Alison Krauss, and some more people as well. I'd like to see that. I've always liked this guy. Always have liked him. Other country music news, Randy Travis is getting candid in a memoir. Remember, he suffered a stroke. What was it? 5 years, 4 years ago? 2013?
Yeah.
6 years ago. More than a month after he suffered that near-fatal stroke, doctors were not hopeful about his recovery. Complications piled up, collapsed lung, infections. He was in near-comatose state. His doctors told his girlfriend then it would be a matter of time before he just died. Heart stopped. Mary Travis would later marry Randy a couple of years later in 2015. Randy, who has aphasia, which is a condition that limits your ability to speak and give interviews, reveals his painful month-long recovery from the stroke in a new memoir, which chronicles his rise to fame in very candid terms, candid detail. Called Forever and Ever, Amen, a memoir of music, faith, and braving the storms of life. I'd like to read this. I don't read a lot of books, but I'd like to read this. Reveals his highs and lows, from platinum albums and Grammy Awards to his arrest for driving under the influence and his divorce from his previous wife and manager. He's been in movies. He's
apparently she took a lot of his money, too, the ex-wife.
Yeah, well.
He had a lot of financial problems, too.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, good luck to him. Good thoughts. Send him good thoughts and goodwill. That goes a long way. You know, the power of prayer, power of common thought. I got a lot. I like him. Randy Travis in our focus here on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training. And really, it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is on his state visit to Britain. There have been cheering crowds and protesters as well. But the president says all he saw was love and spirit.
There were thousands of people cheering. I did see a small protest today when I came, very small. So a lot of it is fake news, I hate to say.
But there were thousands of protesters gathered in London's government district, not far from where the president was meeting with British leader Theresa May. They had large signs, a baby Trump balloon, and a statue of him sitting on a golden toilet with a cell phone. There's been another computer breach at a medical testing company. LabCorp says personal and financial data were exposed. CNET's Laura Hotella.
7.7 million consumers were affected, but it looks like a much smaller subset, about 200,000 consumers, had financial information exposed.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, 34 after the hour here on the DJV program, working with these ladies is not like work at all. It's fun. Doug Steffen having fun with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, just three of the people who have contributed a dollar, and the first million people who send me a dollar will get a copy of my new book, How to Become a Millionaire Using Social Media. You can send it along to Doug at Doug's, you know, you can send me a post.
You know. All right, Tammy Faye, settle down.
At all.
Yeah. Are you trying to qualify for the Democratic debate or something? That's what they're all doing. Just send me 5 cents. And
send me a nickel. The state of Illinois, set to become the 11th state to legalize recreational weed. It sounds better when you say recreational marijuana. Even better if you say recreational cannabis, don't you think? Illinois House passed legislation that could make it the 11th state, along with Washington, D.C., to legalize recreational marijuana. The House gave passage of the bill 66-47. State becomes the second to legalize marijuana through legislation as opposed to a ballot measure if the governor signs the bill. The bill would allow residents to have up to 30 grams, non-residents up to 15 grams. Also allows the governor to pardon anybody with a conviction of possession under 30 grams. What difference does it make whether it's 30 grams?
Well, because if you get over 30 grams, then you get into the territory of you're intending to deal it. So if it's personal use under 30 grams, I agree with that.
Are they
definitely
gonna have,
being
are they gonna
able
have
to expunge those
stores?
Records.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, it would be just like, what do they have in Massachusetts? You've got dispensaries and stores, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're opening up 6 of them in Framingham. And now with the new law, the bill in Illinois, sponsors say it's expected to bring $57 million in revenue for the state when the law goes into effect. This brings so much money into the more than that is going to come into the state of Massachusetts from selling recreational marijuana.
You've got all the colleges.
Like, right, yeah. Well, and
don't
they're
get
open.
Excited, though. It might. But in California, they've been crying because legalized marijuana has not been bringing in the money they thought it would, because everybody in California who smoked marijuana probably already had a dealer or a dispensary, and they're still using those places instead of going to recreational stores. Mm. And that's been a real problem
in
California. They've actually been cracking down on people growing marijuana because they're so upset that people aren't buying it through the legal stores.
Well, everyone in California has a medical card, so you don't need
that. That's what I'm getting at.
Because
it was so easy.
First. Yeah.
Meanwhile, speaking of Victoria, what do you have as a lead here?
I've got one quick entertainment story that is probably going to make you very happy. Patrick J. Adams, who is one of the stars of Suits on USA, he plays the character Mike Ross. He has just announced that he is returning to the show for the final season. So there are a lot of Suits fans are very happy about that. Now, obviously, his wife is Meghan Markle on the show. She will not be returning.
No.
I'm not sure about the plot or how. If maybe are they still together, or are they going to acknowledge her character? I don't know, but he's going to be back for the final, the whole season. So there was a lot of speculation who
would
return.
And they're doing another show that's a spinoff of it as well. I think that may have already started, in fact.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Yeah.
Well, one of the lead stories that's trending right now is Alex Rodriguez. And the reason is because he's finally actually addressed the issue of that picture of him sitting on the throne in his apartment. And it was taken through a window of a nearby office building. The picture went viral immediately. And so he was on Good Day New York yesterday on Fox, and he talked about he's not going to sue, but he said, the one thing is, I actually do my best thinking there. So he said, I wasn't ready for the picture. It is what it is. I have to invest in some good blinds. And he said, I think that that's going to be my next move. So he has been exploring some legal options. However, New York City is one of those places, because everybody lives on top of each other, there are very lenient privacy laws. Well, it didn't need to be a long lens.
No.
I think it was someone just with an iPhone that just snapped a picture. But,
Well, that's very good. You covered it, Victoria. Nice job.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take 3 times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Did you know that the knowledge your child gained in school could slip away during the summertime? It's called the summer slide, and it's especially true for math. At Mathnasium, we reverse the summer slide with summer workout plans that focus on topics like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. We provide face-to-face instruction, we work within your summer schedule, and we make it fun. Mathnasium is the authority in math education with over 1,000 learning centers worldwide. Visit mathnasium.com/summer to learn more.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A sign of our appreciation.
A colorful one.
Staples wants to thank you for your business by offering 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Print whatever you need to promote your business. Color presentations, business cards, and yes, signs.
And get 20% back in Staples rewards. It's our way of saying thanks.
Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only and 6/22/19. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
It's 43 after on the DJV program, and June has just begun, so we're celebrating Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. I've talked a little bit in the past about my own experience with some debilitating migraines. Luckily, they were in the past, but a lot of people still deal with chronic migraine every day or very often. So today we've brought on neurologist Dr. Jennifer Williams-McVig and Laurie Jennings of Good Housekeeping to talk about chronic migraines and specifically some issues and why they might be affecting you more this summer. So we're going to start with Laurie from Good Housekeeping. Now, I think most people know the name Good Housekeeping, but a lot of people don't necessarily associate it with health. Can you talk a little bit about why Good Housekeeping is partnering with Allergan and why they're specifically focusing on migraines and headaches?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, Good Housekeeping, one of our main pillars is health. So you might think of us for home food, but health is also very key to the messaging and the content that we produce for readers. We speak to over 40 million women a month, and it is many of those women who tell us they suffer from migraines and chronic migraines, as well as other stress-related conditions. So, you know, what we've learned over time is that information is power. The more information you have, the more you can seek treatment, the more you can seek an accurate diagnosis. And so that is why we have partnered with Allergan, because there is so much misinformation and good information out there if you know it. And that's why I'm here with Dr. McVig today to share some of that with you.
So let's go to Dr. McVig then. I mean, we mentioned that a ton of women are getting in touch with Good Housekeeping to talk about the issues that they're having with migraines. Is this an issue that impacts women more than men, or is it split pretty evenly between the sexes?
So when people are younger, it's equal, but then once we go through puberty, there's a distinct shift, and women struggle with migraine. 18% of women will struggle with migraines, and only 6% of men with migraines. But overall, there's 3.3 million sufferers of chronic migraine in the U.S. right now.
So can you talk of, yeah, I think that term can be a little confusing to people. I mentioned when I was specifically, yeah, when I was younger, I had really big issues with migraines. I would have a ton of different issues of being able to see well. I would, you know, my head would be in a lot of pain. I couldn't speak. And so can you talk a little bit about what exactly constitutes a chronic migraine and why it's different than a normal headache?
Sure. Thank you. I actually struggle with migraines as well, which is why I went into this line of work as a neurologist. So I'm happy to share this information because I'm very passionate about it. Chronic migraine is 15 or greater headache days out of the month. So almost every other day or more than every other day, someone's having a headache. Many of those headaches, about 8 of them within the month, are debilitating. As you said, with light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, nausea, even vomiting in some people. But it really interferes with your activities of daily living. In fact, about 90% of people say they can't function when they have a migraine. So even though they show up to work, they're not really mentally or physically there 100%.
Wow. I mean, just from my own experience, I can't imagine having to deal with that for half of a month. This is kind of really amazing that you guys are coming on to talk about this. Now, I have a couple co-hosts on the show who specifically have had a lot of issues this summer with allergies and pollen, and it's, you know, totally disrupted their, they're always coughing and sneezing. Now, are those some common triggers for chronic migraine, or are there different triggers for migraines in the summer than those things?
I think those are some common triggers, but there's also other things like food, certain foods, some of our favorite foods, chocolate, wine, bacon, things like that, and then pressure, air pressure, stress, sleep-related things. So there are a lot of lifestyle factors that can trigger a migraine, and it really is about, again, knowing what your triggers are, perhaps writing them down so you know, when I drink wine, I have a headache. Maybe I shouldn't drink wine, that kind of thing. And then beyond that, seeking out that treatment. I mean, if you are someone who has more than 15 headache days a month, there is a treatment available that can really help prevent those headache days.
So, Lori, you know, you're at Good Housekeeping, and you said that you mm-hmm. have a ton of different women contacting you about the issues that they have. Are there any mm-hmm. specific, you know, complaints that they have or any desires? You know, are they all just looking for, you know, a medication to use? Or what kind of questions are you getting from those women most often?
We are getting, I mean, really people are writing to us and sharing their stories. That's mm-hmm. first and foremost. So they'll tell us their migraine experience. They might tell us their experience with obesity or trying to quit smoking. I mean, people, in my experience, people are always trying to find, like, live their best life, whatever that means for that individual. Everyone wants less stress. Everyone wants more happiness. Everyone wants to be able to get out of bed and not have a headache or a migraine or deal with chronic migraine. And I think, you know, the treatment, the Botox treatment that Dr. McVig can share more about is so effective. Right.
I mean, for me, as a migraine, as a woman, a professional woman who struggles with migraine, who has children, the last thing I want to do is have a long, busy day at work and miss my daughter's dance recital because I have a bad migraine.
Right.
And you're missing out on life. And as I said, prevention is the goal as opposed to band-aiding things and chasing your tail, trying to treat every event that you have. The nice thing is that the first FDA-approved medication out there, which is Botox, was first around in 2010. So we've had a lot of experience with this medication. I have a lot of patients that have had a great deal of benefit from the medication. As with any medication that you would use, there are advantages and there can be potential side effects. So knowing that if there's any kind of difficulty swallowing or allergic reaction, that you should notify the individual that you're working with, or if there's any weakness in the neck muscles, which we don't see so much anymore in practice, but is a potential side effect, you should talk to someone. So there is a website if people are interested, BotoxChronicMigraine.com. But if there's a headache specialist in your area, a neurologist or a pain management specialist can also be helpful, but the website can be very helpful as well.
Okay, can you say the name one more time? You said...
Sure, it's BotoxChronicMigraine.com.
Got it. Thank you so much. I know that I will actually be looking that up later today. I've never tried Botox. I was lucky enough that my migraines kind of dissipated for the most part, you know, after puberty, but occasionally I'll still get them. And thank you so much to Dr. Jennifer Williams-McVig and Lori Jennings of Good Housekeeping. The website, again, is BotoxChronicMigraine.com. Thank you guys so much. I think this information is going to be really important to a lot of people this summer. It's 50 minutes after the hour on the DJV Show.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Well, this is universal information, not proprietary. I do so many different programs. Sometimes I forget where I am or where I'm going here. Health is a big part of the service that I offer and we offer on the various programs. And one of the people who helps me bring it to you is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here from his clinic in Salt Lake City. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, is just loaded with all kinds of things that will help you. It's a perspective on your health and well-being that certainly is to be consumed, to be understood, to be praised. How about that, Jack, huh? Get on to it.
I like the praised part.
ForbiddenDoctor.com. I know you do. So we've been talking about CBD oil, CBD products, hemp extracts, all that sort of thing. So I thought I'd go to you because this is a subject that's very, very important these days. Whether or not you're getting good material, whether you're getting good, if it says CBD, how do you know the quality? Government's looking into it, as you may have heard me saying. So how does the good stuff work to help us in terms of our health, our stress levels, all of that sort of thing? I know you have strong feelings about this and lots of information to back it up.
Well, certainly. There's numerous studies showing it improves anxiety, cognitive functions, epilepsy. We have parents with children in our clinic with epileptic problems for whatever cause, but CBD helps to calm that down considerably. It even is helping with the associated pain with multiple sclerosis, post-traumatic stress disorder, other kinds of health problems. But like anything else that's made by nature that man gets involved with, you've got to read the labels because, you know, as you guys were talking about earlier, there are some counterfeits out there. There's some things. You know, anytime American free enterprise can get involved with stuff like this, yeah, someone's going to try to make things cheaper, and you're going to end up with a more inferior product. But a little bit of research, you can find some good stuff on this. And, I think, honestly, the reason the government is dragging its feet on all of this stuff is because the pharmaceutical industries are trying to figure out what in the world are we going to do with this cheap stuff out there in the public that is more effective than many of our expensive drugs. How are we going to control this? What is going to happen to us? And that's what a lot of the government dragging their feet on this is about.
So what specific things do you have that come as a result? What are the results of using this on particular things, treating anxiety that's connected to stress?
Well, it has a calmative effect. It has a calming effect on the central nervous system. And so people who have started using this, who fly off at the handle for something, or they find themselves visibly upset within seconds of some kind of stimulus that comes along that usually upsets them, it doesn't seem to be so intensive anymore. They're much more calm, and it's not affecting their concentration. It doesn't affect their consciousness of what's going on around them. It's just like a perfectly normal calmative that they're taking that helps to slow down their overreactive response to different kinds of stimulus that helps them to get through the day a little bit better. But not just that. It seems to stimulate the healing process inside the body.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're talking about stuff that has no THC in it.
No, this is hemp and not marijuana. And it's good. We've talked a couple of days last week about multiple sclerosis and that sort of thing, the pain that comes from it. That's one of the benefits of using CBD oil. So check out that. Jack has info at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's some info about losing weight that you'll appreciate, mostly because of the results of using Calitrin. The results, you care about the results. The benefit of using Calitrin, which is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. It's not about an operation. It's not about going on a crazy diet. It's about losing weight and keeping it off, guaranteed, or your money back. That's what Calitrin brings to the table, using the protein that's most a part of your body staying healthy, and that's collagen. Stop producing it when you grow into your 30s and 40s. So this is a supplement that recharges your collagen system, helps you burn off fat, lose the weight, and you, for about 4 or 5, maybe 6 months, you should stay on the program. Get to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. Check the box for DJV. Special deal is you buy one, get one free. That's the deal. Buy one Calitrin, get one free. Take 4 of these every night before you go to bed, and the weight will go away. Won't be overnight. It's a slow process, but it works because you keep it off. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the box DJV for the best deal.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.